They got a solid defense. You know, they tackle really well. You know, one thing that we didn't do well last week was break tackle. So that's a big emphasis for us on the perimeter.
Is it kind of easier looking on that side, not seeing Revis and Cromartie?
I wouldn't necessarily say easier, but, you know, they still show a challenge for us, and we're going to go out and prove ourselves this week.
Randall, is there any reason to believe that you guys won't come out and play angry this week, I guess, just to prove yourself?
I wouldn't necessarily say play angry. I would say execute. We know the offensive power that we have, and we know we can be dominant. It's just about executing the plays that's called.
Randall, you guys had a couple of shots down the field in the game the other day. You were very close on hitting them. How much does that change things when you can hit one or two of those?
Well, that's big. I mean, anytime you have an explosive game, I think your percentage of scoring goes up like 40%. So, you know, that's definitely an emphasis for us this week is, you know, taking some shots, getting those big plays, getting those explosive games. Like I said, we got playmakers on this team, on this offense, and we have the ability to do that. It's just going out and executing the plays.
Does that loosen up the defense a little bit more?
Yeah, it definitely will. I think once you, you're able to run by and get behind some of the guys, they'll start playing off a little bit more and giving up some underneath stuff. So it'll be important for us to, you know, get some of those big plays. All right.
Randall, some of the young outside guys, their improvement going into week two, whether it's Richard or Jared into his second game, Devontae, did you see some things maybe that they'll be able to add?
Yeah, definitely. I think those guys are definitely some big playmakers that I think the more experience they get, the better they're going to be. And that's continuing to grow the chemistry with Aaron, and that's building practice, that's building meeting rooms. So just continuing to be on them about their communication and trying to be on the same page with the quarterback.
Was there too much made last week about not throwing to the right side? It's been talked about a lot. Too much on that?
I mean, that's just how the play turned out. I think that's part of the game sometimes.
Does this week feel like a more normal game week, as you know, because you had all the hype leading up to that first game against Seattle? Does this game allow you guys to focus a little better? Does it make a difference?
Focusing every week, every day on the game that we have next. You know, our attention has turned for so long. I mean, we went months with our focus being on that one game. Our attention has focused on this week's game. It's all about moving on to the next week and doing what we can to get better for this game.
Is there going to be easier to use more formations, more motion, more things like that in the no huddle than what you were doing? Do you think you were severely limited there?
I mean, the noise definitely plays a factor in some play calling and the ability to do different things. We had to, you know, focus on some of the hand signals, and being able to communicate verbally will definitely help out with some of the calls, some of the motions, and being able to do different things.